KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. The final week of the month of June. It's a Monday. Here's the news. Unemployment rates continue to fall across the foothills and across the Golden State. According to figures released on Friday by the State Employment Development Department, California's jobless rate fell 0.1% to 4.2% for the month of May. The numbers show the state's 111-month employment expansion is the second longest on record, behind the 113-month-long expansion of the 1960s. In Amador County, unemployment dropped from 3.8% to 3.2%. In Calaveras County, the rate declined from 3.8% in April to 3.3% in May. 7 of California's 11 major industry sectors gained jobs last month. The largest increase of 12,800 jobs came in construction, reflecting an increase in home building. Next highest, leisure and hospitality, with a gain of 4,500 jobs on the strength of the state's tourism industry, and an 1,800 job gain in government. The sectors with the largest job losses were financial and manufacturing, with a combined total of 3,700 job losses.
And a California appeals court has ruled in favor of the Amador Water Agency. On Friday, the court released its ruling that an AWA resolution adopting new rates for water service fees is not subject to referendum. In their decision, the court wrote, quote, "The California Constitution's grant of referendum power excludes local legislative enactments providing for tax levies and appropriations for local governments' usual and current expenses." Well, in a suit filed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association against the Amador Water Agency, the court concluded that the term tax levies includes property-related fees such as water service fees and are not subject to referendum. Well, after complying with the procedural requirements of Proposition 218, the Amador Water Agency adopted a resolution approving new water rates. In the resolution, the agency board of directors concluded that the rate changes were necessary to cover ongoing and increasing costs of providing water service, including agency operation and maintenance costs. Well, a citizens group submitted a referendum petition challenging that resolution. The agency's clerk rejected the referendum petition and refused to place it on an election ballot on the grounds the petition was confusing and the rate changes, while subject to challenge by initiative under Prop 218, are not subject to referendum. Well, the Howard Jarvis Group challenged the clerk's actions. The trial court concluded that the resolution was not subject to the referendum power and could only be challenged by initiative. The Third District Court of Appeal also determined that the resolution was not subject to referendum, but on different grounds.
And late Sunday afternoon, CAL FIRE crews were dispatched to a reported 10-acre vegetation fire along Gann Road near New Hogan Dam. Crews, both on the ground and in the air, were able to stop the forward progress of the fire at close to 20 acres. No structures were threatened, and ground crews remained on scene with mop-up operations throughout the early evening. The cause of the fire under investigation. And fire crews rolled to a reported grass fire in the Burson area Saturday afternoon. According to CAL FIRE, the flames broke out around 3 o'clock along Highway 12 near North Burson Road. When units arrived, the blaze was half an acre in size and structures were threatened. Within 30 minutes, the forward progress was stopped at around half an acre. A small crew remained on scene working mop-up. No structures were damaged. The cause of that fire also under investigation.
And a shakeup announced in the gaming world today. Financially troubled Caesars Entertainment Corporation, the parent company of Harrah's Northern California Casino in Amador County, has accepted a merger offer from rival El Dorado Resorts. The deal will include cash and stock options and will be worth $18 billion in total. Now, the merger announcement comes more than 3 months after El Dorado and Caesars first said they were exploring a merger. The combined company ownership will be split between El Dorado and Caesars shareholders. El Dorado and Caesars will hold about 51% and 49% respectively of the combined outstanding shares. Now, the new board of directors will include 6 members from El Dorado's board, 5 members from Caesars' board. Now, Caesars owns several properties, including Caesars Palace, Harrah's, Horseshoe, and Bally's. It has 53 properties in 14 U.S. states and 5 countries outside the U.S. Now, Eldorado, one of the largest casino companies in the U.S., either owns or operates 26 properties in 12 states. The deal expected to close in the first half of 2020.
And in partnership with Calaveras County Oral Health and the Calaveras County Public Health Division, Kelsey Holmes will present the importance of oral health at Mark Twain Medical Center this week. Oral health practices are essential to preventing other health issues in both young and old. The seminar is free of charge and takes place on Friday at the hospital with lunch included. There is limited seating and the deadline to RSVP is today. For information, give Mark Twain Medical Center a call. And that, my friends, a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.